This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, be involved, be engaged, be part of. Because that's how you get informed. I mean, ultimately, I want you informed. I don't want you spewing party line. Makes me nuts when that happens. Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the website. A lot happening. And I do appreciate the time that you spend, listening to the show, being part of the show, what have you. Going to be praying for those people in Florida. Really all up and down the eastern seaboard in the Bahamas as well. I'm looking over my shoulder, apology, looking at the amount of damage. I just can't even imagine. So again, you got to pray for those people. Hopefully I'm believing that we won't lose a whole bunch of life. You know, it's kind of hard to do. You got a hurricane. I mean, it's kind of hard not to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right after the first break, we're going to be joined by Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute. And we're going to just the stories of the day. And when I say this, I mean the stories that affect your kids, the stories that affect your day-to-day legal walk, if you would. And when it comes to education and religion, we're not out of the woods yet in this country. You see it. You see it all over the place. The things that are happening. So again, I really do appreciate when he's on with us. All right. So you're hearing about all these illegal aliens that are charged with, child sexual assaults. Now, some would say, it's just the right pushing hard to make them look worse than what they are. Well, after doing a little digging, a little research, and talking to a few people, it's not it at all. The leaks of these arrests are actually coming from the police departments. Right? They're coming from people in the police departments that are fed up with the electeds hiding what's actually going on. And when you get into that, and I said it on this show, I said it a few years back, I said it's going to get to the point where the military people, the police and so forth and so on, they're going to start pushing back. And the reason they're going to start pushing back is going to be sick and tired of what's going on with your kids. We're sick and tired of what's going on with the police departments, how they're not getting the kind of support they need to get. And you know what? It's happening. Just last month, Edwin Castro Sangalang, a 45-year-old living in Lake Elsinore, California, was arrested by Riverside County Sheriff's deputies. He was charged on approximately, you ready for this one? I'll say it slow so you don't think I'm chewing my words here. 200 counts of sexual assault on minors. Okay? With a 13-year-old girl. He had been assaulting her since the time she was nine. The jail records from Southwest Detention Center, Riverside, indicate that Sangalang was booked on a total of 437 felony charges, including 156 counts of aggravated child sexual assault, 52 counts of oral copulation with a minor, and 5 counts of sexual penetration by force or fear. Right? We're not allowed to call them animals, remember? This is fine. Sangalang is being held on a $1 million bond. No local media outlets have reported. Not a one. There's an ICE detainer on Sangalang, nor are they reporting that he is an illegal alien. A California spokeswoman for ICE told local news source on July 19th that ICE officers had lodged a detainer with the Southwest Detention Center on an unlawful present Philippine national, Edward Castro Sangalang, following his arrest for sexual assault on children. Now, again, is there a limit that the left will accept? Is there a limit that they go, okay, enough is enough? The guy's been deported 6 times. He keeps coming back. Last 2 times he was back, he sexually assaulted someone. That's it. We're done. He doesn't get to come back. And if he does, he goes straight to jail. This is what I don't understand. I'd love a Dem to call me and tell me, hey, look, this is why we believe in doing this. This is why we don't believe that sanctuary cities are a bad thing. It's sick. How many kids have to be assaulted? Look what's going on right now just on the East Coast. A half a dozen illegals. Now, if you say something along the lines of, well, if the illegals weren't here, those girls wouldn't have been assaulted. Somebody will say, well, no, it just would have been assaulted by somebody else. Says who? Kate Steinle's murderer got off on a technicality. Now, I understand how the law works, and I understand why the technicalities are in place. But seriously, who would have dug and pushed that hard for an American citizen? I don't think many attorneys. Given our strict laws against employment of illegal aliens and against harboring and encouraging and inducing and transportation and shielding from detection, how can someone like this be able to carry on a 4-year sexual relationship with a 9-year-old? Nobody. You're telling me nobody knew this was happening. Nobody thought this was happening. Are we serious? Brad Dinkins joins me. I got to tell you something. Whatever. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. A lot going on. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving donated an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Okay, everybody do the swim. Joe Mateen, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. You know, I'm tempted to come in the studio these days in my swim trunks or something. Man, it's so hot out there. It's like, you know, today it was so bad that the air conditioner kept throwing out water like every 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's how cold it was. So anyhow, you don't have to feel bad for me. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just telling you, man, it's hot in California, well over the hundreds all week long. Another reason to get out of here, right? Some of you are going to say, what are you still doing there then? Somebody's going to stay and fight. That's how I look at it. There's a couple of us here willing to fight and keep fighting. And one of those is a guy coming out with me right now. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does now every week. And so much good information, so much to be thankful for with him on the show with me. Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
You know, and again, your information is invaluable. You know, one of the things I was talking about, I don't know if you guys had anything to do with this or not. Probably not, and I hate just to throw random stuff at you, but I was just talking about the illegal alien that out of Riverside that was charged back the end of July, beginning of August, of committing over, over 200 counts of child sexual assault over 4 years with a minor. And I cannot believe that for 4 years, nobody complained about this guy. Nobody said anything was odd. Nobody saw anything going on with that kid or that child. Nobody did anything. I just don't buy it. I think what happened was the politically correct thing to do was to ignore it because he was an illegal alien. This is just crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah, it's real unfortunate. I know recently the study was out of in the D.C., Maryland area. Once again, an illegal committed terrible crimes, multiple rapes of minor children. Mm-hmm. There have been, I understand, there have been seven similar cases since July 1st of this year from people who are here illegally and who've committed hideous rape, and most of them were child rape actions. And most, I'm not saying most illegals don't do that, obviously, but if these cities were cooperative with law enforcement and didn't just release them and not allow the government to do their job, these victims would not have happened. They probably would not have happened, and they would have been spared. So it's a shame when politics is so extreme and it's so dogmatic that we can't be rational and reasonable in a way that protects and saves the lives of innocent people from being victimized like that, like these young children.
Yeah, there you go, trying to be rational and reasonable again. You know, I love how they scream about how they're just trying to protect the kids. They're just trying to protect the citizens. Well, you know what? They're not citizens. Okay, let's start off there. When you've been deported 6 times, at some point in time. I know the law's a little different, but in Joe's law, Joe's world, at some point in time, you don't get to come back. You don't get to hang out. You don't get to be hidden by the local police department. But one of the things I've noticed is that we're seeing more and more of these cases come to light. We're seeing more and more information on this. And from little digging I've done, it's the police themselves. It's guys in these police departments, girls in these police departments that have decided they've covered this up too long, too much. And I'm so glad that they're coming forward. I'm so glad that they're opening their mouth, you know?
Yeah, and if there's something we can do to protect children, to protect against future murders and rapes, we as a society... We should do it, and yeah, it needs to be, of course, within the confines of the Constitution and due process. That's a given, but that's not being done. Those protective measures are being thwarted overtly by local governments and local political activism, and that's just a real shame. We need to do all we can legally and constitutionally to protect our citizens, and that's why it'd be nice if everyone could just step back from the politics and just look at it from a humanity perspective, a rational perspective. It's very clear when we do that, what we need to do.
Are you up on Kate Steinle case recently, where the last conviction was thrown out by a court?
Yeah, that's just. That is so frustrating to not just Americans in general, but to those families that have been so torn and victimized, and to see that take place is probably just very, very, very frustrating.
And it's a real technicality. Can he be retried on that, or is that it? Done.
my understanding is that he could potentially be retried, but you know, then again, you also have the will of law enforcement and the constraints that they're going to be dealing with because of the appeal. And I don't know all the details, so I can't get any more specific than that. But it's very disturbing, though, and it's not a given.
No, and I was discussing this earlier today, how they rallied around this guy. You know, he didn't mean to kill her, even though he killed her. Even though he had a gun, he shouldn't have had. You know, they rallied around, the left did. And yet when our police officers are shot, when you have the same kind of, I mean, they don't rally around our police officers the same way. They don't support our police officers. It makes me crazy. That is not just, it seems like it's a triple standard, not just a double standard going on here. And I heard that story today. It was just bubbling up inside of me. All right. We're going to break here in a minute. When we come back, I want to talk about you requested dismissal of criminal charges against a pastor over drag queen story hour. Now, what I think is really funny is, sad funny, is we're seeing more and more and more of this popping up all over the place. More schools, more churches, libraries that are allowing this to happen. And as the days go on, I'm doing more and more stories on how pedophiles are slipping through the cracks, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, because they're not checking them right. Who's responsible? I mean, seriously. Who is responsible for watching over our kids? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Yep. We're going to talk more about drag queens and pastors, but it's not what you think it is. Anyhow, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address, because it's just once a week I send an email out, okay? Don't make you crazy with them. If you don't want to do that, you can always do it via text message. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Brad Dacus will be back with me in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is bringing tropical storm force winds, heavy rain, and storm surge to Florida's east coast. The Category 2 storm is moving north along that coast. Evacuations have been ordered in parts of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, where it may come ashore late Thursday. Mike Sprayberry is North Carolina's Director of Emergency Management.
Rain, storm surge, and winds will all be a significant threat for this event, particularly east of I-95, with the greatest hazards being along our coastline. The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. At least 5 people are dead. Officials say that total will increase. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, for being with us, for being part of the show. You know, head up to the website, real simple. Just check it out, realside.com. We've got stories and articles and all kinds of things up there. And right now, I've got Brad Dinkins with us, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get into our conversation, why don't you tell people what PJI is all about, what they do, and how they can help you and support you?
Oh, certainly. We are a unique organization in that we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. Unique in that we don't just take on the big, high-profile cases, Joe. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road. Everyone gets the help that they need regarding these issues and these subjects. So we do all our work without charge, and I want to thank your audience, so those in the audience who support our work. It's tax-deductible. And if they'd like to keep up with our cases, we have over 40 cases in active litigation. They're hot cases. Go to our website. It's simply pji.org, and they can sign up to get our free legal insider. And it's insider because it's something they're not going to hear about in mainstream media, but if they're listening to your program, I guarantee they're going to be glad that they did.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's a good thing. People, you have to get the information, and I know others have signed up for it and thanked me for going over there or actually bringing you on. And it's like, you know, these guys aren't new. They've been around a little while. Maybe you should pay attention, you know, to what's going on. I mean, seriously, this is just crazy. Before we get into these other stories, though, is there any update to the Christian boarding school story we talked about a few weeks back?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, actually, our chief counsel, Kevin Snyder, has been working feverishly today on a reply briefing and motion in the case, and it's very timely, this school, its survival is hanging in the balance, and the hearing is coming up very soon, and so I encourage people to pray for this wonderful school. It's Riverview Christian Academy, located up in far northern California near Redding, and it's doing a great job. And the state of California, if those aren't aware, is trying to shut them down.
Yep.
Because, in short, because they don't refuse to allow the students, the children there, K through 12, to engage in sex with other students, same sex, opposite sex. They think that's wrong. And the state of California Department of Social Services says, no, you need to allow that, and you have to have them licensed with the Department of Social Services,
wow,
which is one of their rules. It's sick. It's demented. And yet it is literally the mandate of the state of California, and they are so, how do I say the word, well, evil in their motives and their intent and their resolve that they are willing, that they've been, we're litigating now because they're suing to shut the school down, and they're making them pay $200 a day, but they want to just shut them down outright. And they're doing a wonderful work, great reputation, and yet it's their agenda, and they want to push this sex agenda, not just on the public schools, but on every faith-based boarding school, and eventually every faith-based private school. They won't stop after the boarding schools. They'll move right on, we believe, to the private schools as well.
Oh, they, you know, again, I always love this. That the state of California is 46th or 47th in the country when it comes to education, and the only thing they seem they can work at, litigate, push at, is these sexual type of laws and rules and procedures. It's just amazing to me. Let's drop back to the drag queen story against the pastor. And I just, this stuff is becoming more prevalent. More and more every day we're seeing in the schools where they're bringing in schools, libraries, and even churches in some cases where they're bringing in the drag queen story hour. And basically what they're saying is, well, the drag queens give it a different perspective and a different lifestyle, a different way of living. It lets the kids understand that there are people in all walks of life. I don't need a drag queen reading stories to my grandchildren to let them to help them understand that there are people living all kinds of lifestyles. Give us some insight on this case.
Yeah, this case is about a public library in Spokane, Washington, and it was well publicized, highly publicized, that there would be a drag queen story hour where drag queens would go into the library at a certain time, and they were going to read these stories, pushing their worldview on little children. This pastor heard about this. It was it's in a public library. It was the public at large was invited. He wanted to sit in. He wasn't demonstrating, didn't have a sign, wasn't screaming. And yet he was asked, do you support this? Are you supportive of this, of the drag queens, what they're doing in the story? He says, well, no, I'm not, but I want to observe and just to be there. And they said, well, no, you're not allowed in the library then. You have to go to the other side of the street. So he contacted, and then he was, and he said, well, no, I'm sorry, but this is my rights. You can't treat me differently because of my beliefs. I'm not creating any kind of obstruction. So they said, sir, you have to leave or we're going to arrest you. He says, well, do what you do, but I refuse to withdraw my right to be here. So they handcuffed him, put him in the squad car, like a mini jail, for over 3 hours. Then they drove him down to the jail and booked him. They're bringing criminal charges against him for a charge of obstructing the police. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute were contacted to represent him. I'd like to make one comment, if I can, about the big concept, the big picture. You're right, they're trying to push acceptance and normality of what they do, the drag queens, with these young children. That is their goal. That is their agenda. And what people need to understand is that children are working through, starting at 18 months, they're working through their gender identity. It's an ongoing process. And gender identity dysphoria, if a child has that confusion, and this only contributes to that confusion because it breaks through the definitiveness of gender identity for these young children. If they have this dysphoria and they're not able to deal with it and pull away from it and have it resolve those feelings by the time they're an adult, the average transgender person will not live to see their 30th birthday because of the depression leading to suicide. And this is in same stats from conservative communities as to liberal communities, yep. Same stats. So it is very inhumane for anyone to do anything that in any way contributes to gender identity dysphoria developing with regards to any of these children. And the younger the children, the more easier it is and susceptible they are to developing this dysphoria.
No, we've had Walt Heyer and others on the show, and I've had doctors on the show, and basically, you probably know the number better than I do, but most of these kids moving, pushing through this kind of thing, over 90% of them, 92% or something like that, unless I got the numbers wrong, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but come back to their born gender, if you would, the gender they were born with, which I just, it's just amazing to me. That we don't let the kids, young people, play this out. We don't let them. I don't want to say find themselves because that's so old fashioned. But it basically is what it is. Correct.
Right. Right. And when they encourage these kinds of activities, it only brings greater confusion to understanding and resolving their own gender identity. And that's and now those people who are the drag queens. They think they're doing something great. They are not being sinister and saying, let's hurt these kids. But the fact that they're sincere doesn't mean that they're right and doesn't mean that there are not victims and not harm that results in their sincere actions. And that's the reality of it. And, you know, as society, we need to step back and look at the facts, understand the truth, and be responsible with regards to our children and those who are the most vulnerable.
Yeah, my attitude is that these young kids, they just need to learn how to play together. They need to learn, basic math, basic reading skills when they're that young. The rest of this stuff, there's no reason for us to put this on them. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen. It drives me out of my mind, frankly, because the public environment, the public schools, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a place to teach morality. It's not a place to teach, what God is or if there really is a God or isn't. And these are all the things they're trying to push on the kids today. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code Radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you want to be part of the conversation, again, you can too. There's a dozen ways to get the show. You can get it online. You can get it from your local radio station. If you can't, you need to be calling them and asking them, why are you not carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? Push back, right? I mean, it's that simple. You're noisy about so many other things. Be noisy about this. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I so much appreciate his time and his wisdom and the information he gives us. Look, you guys in the chat room right now, you that listen to the show most of the time, head over to PJI.org and help them out. Whatever resources you can help them out with. Because we talk about these stories on the show on a regular basis. You guys are outraged. You always say, what can we do? How do we get involved? All right, so if you can't be there to get involved, if you really can't, you know, do a hands-on thing, there's always a check. There's always a way to give money to help them through this. And don't be embarrassed about only being able to give 10 bucks or 20 bucks or whatever. Every little bit helps, because if 1,000 of you, you know, give $5 a clip, that's $5,000. It's really that simple. I'm not begging for money for them. I'm just saying to you, stop saying, how do I get involved? Stop saying, what do I do? and actually do something. Anyway, Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy your show, Joe, and I enjoy your courage that you address issues that so many other shows and things on and other broadcasts will just sort of stay clear of. You know, it's your show is all about what you say, like the real side. It's all about what's really happening, what's the truth,
yep.
and let's talk about it. And I love the fact that you do that, and it's a real privilege to be on your program.
Well, I appreciate your time. You know, and it's funny because I have somebody who, because of my constant browbeating, has now stepped up and said that she is going to start a group and going to get in touch with you on how to deal with the sex ed that's being pushed on our grade schoolers here in California, because a lot of parents don't know that they can opt out of certain things. And that goes back to PJI again at PJI.org. You have the forms to opt out. You have all kinds of information on the website that parents can take advantage of to make sure the kids aren't exposed to this stuff, right?
Oh, yes. And in fact, I encourage any parent out there listening to this broadcast in whatever state you're in, you can benefit from these opt-out forms. We have them for all 50 states. They're without charge. You just have to go to our website, click on our resources, and then parents, and you can download these very valuable opt-out forms that will really materially help protect your children from an onslaught of a horrific sex education and things that are beyond just sex that the average parent would not want their child to be exposed to, particularly at young ages.
Listen, I'm a pretty tough guy. I blush at what I see on these things. It's amazing to me what they're trying to pass off as education. It's just amazing, again. So don't give up. Don't think that you can't as a single parent fight, because sometimes you don't know who you're ginning up, who you're getting all fired up to be able to push back or to work with. And I think that's something you need to understand. Like I said, this group of one or two now, there's 8, 10, 15 of them talking about how they're going to take this on, how they're going to put on some kind of presentation, let parents know how they can push back on this. And it doesn't take much. It may take longer than I want it to take, but it doesn't take much to make this kind of thing happen. And again, Brad, not a love fest, people, but truly, I've known Brad for quite a few years now, and I really, really appreciate him being out there taking care of this stuff and having a place to go, somebody to call, somebody to send an email to and say, hey, we've got a problem in this area. How can I help? Can you help? Where can they go to get help? It makes all the difference in the world. Brad, DNC met last week, the Democrat National Committee. They passed a first-of-its-kind resolution recognizing the ethical soundness and importance of religiously unaffiliated Americans, while contending that such voters share the Democratic Party values. Now, what I think is great is that the whole summer meeting was championed by the Secular Coalition of America, an organization that lobbies on behalf of atheists, agnostics, and humanists in public policy. The thing here, the problem I have with this group, is it's not that they fight a lot for inclusion. They fight to push out the religious people. When you look at and don't you say this because I don't want you to get in trouble, I will. I look at the Freedom From Religion freaks. They got to go out of their minds every time they see a cross, a Bible, or anything godly. The same thing, there's a military version of that group, and thank God, recently now you're allowed to have the Bibles at a Bible at the empty seat, you know, the memorial for the soldiers. You can have them back in the hospitals again. I mean, I was really worried for a time that they're going to be, you weren't even going to be having crosses in cemeteries. But the Democrat Party, and I'm not asking you to beat on Democrats as a whole. I know some very religious Democrats. But they are headed in this secular, or at least they're being open about it now, to a more secular party with not any real regard for those of us who do believe in a God, aren't they?
Right. And here's where it comes into play, where it can be very, very dangerous. First, let me just say, hey, atheists are protected to have their beliefs, and they should be able to have those beliefs without being harassed, et cetera. But
Agreed.
What we're talking about here is we're talking about a party's whole philosophy. And if they adopt a philosophy that that basically there is no God, or that that man and secularism is the final say, then the very maintaining of the concept of the fundamental rights is hanging in the balance. Because in order to have a fundamental right is something that you're not given to by a legislature. It's not a privilege voted on and adopted. A fundamental right is simply recognizing something that goes above man, something that transcends humanity, that is given to us by something above us. And when we take away that concept of fundamental rights by not acknowledging anything above man from where it came from, then every fundamental right is no longer a fundamental right. It's simply a privilege adopted and recognized at the whims of those in power. And that is extremely dangerous. And that, unfortunately, I'm concerned, is the direction that language is definitely pointing towards.
Yeah, I think it's really funny that now, here, I'm going to read you some quick ones here because I don't want to eat up a whole bunch of time reading this resolution. But the religiously unaffiliated demographic represents the largest religious group within the Democratic Party. I don't know why they call it a religious group when it's religiously unaffiliated. It was at 19% in 2007, which is a big number in and of itself. It has now grown to 1 in 3 have no religious affiliation, are not interested in religion at all, if you would. Goes on to say that religiously unaffiliated, the resolution asserts, overwhelmingly share the Democratic Party values, with 70% voting for Democrats in 2018 and 80% supporting same-sex marriage, 61% saying that immigrants make Americans stronger. Funny how they don't use the word illegal. I agree that immigrants, legal immigrants, they bring a lot of value to society as a whole. The resolution says that the DNC recognizes the value, ethical soundness, and importance of the religiously unaffiliated demographic. Here's the problem I have with this. And you kind of alluded to it a minute ago. If it goes to secularism, who gives you the rights for freedom, for liberty, to have a gun or not have a gun, for freedom of speech? Because if they don't come from God, if they don't come from that supreme being that you and I call God, and they come from Frankie on the commission, we're in a lot of trouble, aren't we?
We are. The concept of the right to life, the sanctity of human life, is a very broad concept, but it's very real, and it's premised on the idea that this is something that no legislature, no court of law can take away and deprive someone of without them relinquishing it themselves, i.e. through premeditated first-degree murder. But it's something that cannot just be taken from them. The right of parents over the upbringing, raising of their children. If we don't recognize that fundamental right, the door then is wide open for the government to take the children, to do whatever they want with your children. And we have George Orwell, 1984, all over again. I mean, that's how important it is for individuals, no matter what party they're in, to understand that liberty and freedom is contingent upon the concept and understanding that where these freedoms and liberties come from. And they don't come from a party. They don't come from a politician. And when a political party takes that route, it's very, very dangerous for the future civil liberties of our posterity, our children and grandchildren.
You know, I always joke, coming from Boston and growing up on the streets, I always say the same thing to people. You know, people, if it was up to me, if you left me in charge of everything, you'd all be broke. I mean, because man, just like, pickpocketing you every 30 seconds. I mean, why do I care? If I'm the ultimate judge, jury, and executioner, if I'm it, I don't care about anything else. Anyway, Brad, always a pleasure to have you, man. So much appreciate your time with me, and we'll do it again next week. Loving it.
You got it. Thanks.
Right. Hey, listen, don't go far, people, because, you know, we're going to talk about governments around the world are now thinking about taxing red meat like tobacco. You know why? It isn't because they care about your health, but you'll have to come back to find out. I'm Joe Messina. You listen to Real Side. Come on back.